four people have been arrested on suspicion of stealing nearly $2 million worth of retail products from 43 different stores across California. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. California Highway Patrol investigators found stolen merchandise stacked floor to ceiling inside a mobile home and multiple storage units, according to the Orange County Register. A bill that aims to protect California warehouse workers from claims of abusive quota systems has landed on the governor's desk. The Mercury News reports Assembly Bill 701, which recently gained approval in the Assembly and Senate, was authored by Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez. If signed into law, it would be the nation's first legislation to make companies disclose the productivity requirements and work speed metrics they set for employees. September is National Literacy Month. According to a study by the U.S. Department of Education, 32 million adults in the U.S. still can't read. Studies show reading proficiency by the third grade is one of the most important predictors of whether a student will graduate high school and succeed in a career. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force serving a search warrant on the 2300 block of Maple Lane in Eureka, part of a probe into 28-year-old Alexander Calvert and 28-year-old Kara Herms-Lavasseur for trafficking fentanyl out of the residence. They found fentanyl, cash, digital scales. As of Tuesday, 74,000-plus Humboldt County residents have been fully vaccinated, 55% of the county's total population. Slightly more than 70% have received at least one dose. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.